Hi there, I'm Michael Hall.
And I'm Andy Davis.
And we want to welcome you to The Day Advantage, the D&D podcast where two old school dads talk about new school play.
Embrace new school play. Ho, ho, ho.
I tried to throw it to you and it was like non-intuitive at all.
Here, we'll do that again.
It was awkward pause.
I wanted to work in ho, ho, ho somehow there. So, you know, it's the holiday thing.
Holiday gift guide,
everybody.
I know, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's here. It's upon us.
Oh my gosh, coming so fast.
I know. I didn't expect the last episode. We were joking about it being a Halloween episode and it ended up being our Halloween episode. The werewolf, the culmination of the werewolf attack on Silver Springs. It was good.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with that episode. So we're going to do, hi, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to do a gift guide. Yeah. Andy and I have been talking about things and realized, hey, wait a second, this is an episode.
I think also we all looked at the calendar and said, oh my gosh, it is early November. And hey, guess what? Black Friday is coming. People are probably, maybe you're a D&D player. Maybe you're somebody who is looking for gifts for a fellow player or your fellow, something to give your DM to, you know, whatever right. it is. Or if you're a DM, something to heavily hint to your players that it'd be really nice if I got this fancy thing.
Oh, that'd be great.
Or not so fancy thing. So.
I mean, I think some of the ones that I'm thinking about like would be things that, hey, players, wouldn't you love it if I ran this for you?
Very true.
Who are you going to get to run this for you?
Hey.
Cool. I mean, we don't really have a format for this. We've done it before, but I think the key thing is like, maybe since mine is like my first recommendation is super basic.
Okay.
We'll start with like the most basic of basics.
Great.
Okay. So on that front of like things that you could recommend that could never go wrong, and maybe even your players would want you to run through it. I think there are two releases coming out of Wizards of the Coast. One that was delayed, but still would get by the end of year. Planescape, the adventure book, which is like one of my favorite.
I believe already out and is looks amazing.
Amazing. And Sigil, I love
back Sigil.
I don't think there's a pronunciation guide.
GIF, everybody? That's really what it comes down to. Is it Sigil or Sigil?
Sigil. Probably Sigil. Probably Sigil. You're probably right. I haven't listened to Jeremy Crowther talk about it, so I think that's probably the place to go.
Yeah, that's the definitive one.
Although they had a weird pronunciation of some other word, and I'm like, that's not how you pronounce it. Whatever. Looks amazing, and you could go to your local game store and get it. Yep. You could buy it for somebody on Amazon if you really wanted to, but we always recommend local game scores. That would be amazing. I think the other one that's coming out, although it was a little delayed, is Deck of Many Things, which I also
Like
one of my favorite things, and they've really, the artwork looks amazing, and they've advanced it, and it sounds
amazing. It's like a whole book and source book related to the Deck of Many Things, which is this just iconic item from forever. And it's like, you know, so their intention was also, I believe, to have an actual deck, but I believe the production, they've had some production issues, so it's going to be delayed until the beginning of
next year.
They
didn't like the quality, so they held it back, which I appreciate. I'd rather them wait than produce something that ends up being junk,
and especially given that they're partnered with Magic.
Yes.
You would expect them to know how to make a good card.
That's right. That is absolutely true. They better know how to make a good card.
Yeah.
So those are my super basic, straight down the middle. Can't go wrong with them. Either one would be fun. I've already bought Planescape digitally. I always debate whether to get the physical books these days, but I think I'm going to buy the physical books.
Yeah.
Deck for Deck of Many Things because I love cards.
Yeah. It's been on I've just not been able to make it to Games of Berkeley to get a copy of the Planescape books.
Yep.
But it is one of those books that for whatever reason, that's one that I'm like, there's some of the other ones that I would be like, oh yeah, I can get that digitally. But that one in particular, Planescape is like, I missed Planescape when it first came through and kind of like second, third edition third edition when it really was, that's when it sort of was developed.
It was actually second edition for sure.
And I had dropped out of playing, so I never got a chance to really embrace it, but it just sounds like a great setting.
My favorite, it's just the whole idea of jumping, Andy, you, as you know, because I've done it in a lot of my games with you. I love the idea of moving between different worlds and different planes and different existences and multiverse kind of stuff. It's a favorite trope of mine. So
it's fun.
I have to have it.
I have a whole homebrew. I have the Shattered Chasm. What is the Shattered Chasm? It's a bunch of portals to different places.
That's right. Exactly. All right. Well, so Andy, that's my super basic lead us off down the middle. Vote. What you got?
I am going to go the other way. So I did, as we have talked about, I did a couple.
You just did a bunch of cons. That's great.
I have dodeca donuts. Right, so when we get to the top recommendations, clearly it's going to be a dodeca donut for everybody. But I did meet a bunch of really cool vendors and other people that I wanted to kind of, if you're looking for something that's a little more unique, there's a ton of stuff available on Etsy. There's a ton of stuff available. Like if you're looking around on Ko-Fi, or if you're in sort of D&D TikTok, you'll find a bunch of people. But there are a few people that I would really want to recommend. One of the things that a lot of people like is fancy dice. So I'm sort of down the lane. There's a woman, Andrea, who runs a company called the Sunflower. It's the Sunflower Emporium. They're at sunfloweremporium.com. She just has a ton of just a whole range of dice and really beautifully crafted things, earrings, jewelry, like the whole nine yards. But it's like it's all sort of in that fantasy vein. It's really nice, some really nice stuff. She's a super cool person, and they're just like a really solid one-person operation, but she does a lot of Bay Area conventions and stuff. And I think she's, if I were talking about a particular dice maker, if you were looking, again, handcrafted dice, you know, my daughter has a set of her dice. They're awesome. She does a lot of stuff with like embedded flowers and stuff like that. So they're, even the handmade dice can get a little generic because it's like mixing colors of resin and stuff like that. And she has some really interesting inclusions and stuff that kind of is slightly elevated. So I would highly recommend her. And then I'll do my second recommendation, then we can bounce to your second recommendation. Okay. How's that?
Yeah, go for it.
And then my second one is another local person. They're Thornhill Gaming, and they do stuff more, a lot of laser cut stuff. That's something that you see. So they do dice towers, they do like dice jails, they have a bunch of dice trays, a whole bunch of other sorts of things, but they're, again, elevated. I think, you know, some interesting design. They do a lot of cool stuff with, they have D100 holders and cases and stuff like that. It's kind of fun for, again, most people, once you get into D&D, they tend to like go maybe crazy for the accessories for a while. And they, this Sarah, who runs Thornhill, super nice person, a lot of really interesting stuff. And again, elevated, really good quality, really good people. So another solid recommendation for, they also do dice, but she doesn't make dice. She tends to, she assembles like interesting packages of pre-made dice and that sort of thing, which are also fun. Thornhill, they also do bath bombs, spooky soaps, a bunch of other, they do like charms and a bunch of other kind of different things. So it's pretty interesting stuff. They have initiative trackers. If you wanted to get a DM screen, they have some pretty nice DM screens and stuff like that as well. So, and they're based out here again, they're based out in Oakland. Really solid. They do all their stuff themselves. I've had any number of conversations with her about laser engraving.
Oh, wow. Cool. You
know? She's lasering all the stuff in her house.
So, that sounds real. I'm a big fan of dice makers. I think you can go on TikTok or on Instagram and just find hundreds of great dice people. And it's just so much fun. And it's nice to support small makers
Exactly.
So, that's neat.
Super love fun. It.
Well, my second reco is a little bit old. I don't want to say old school. That's not quite right. But it's been out for a while. But I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate. I think I mentioned that to you, Andy, and I'm enjoying it. But I also, before that, I was playing some solo adventures. I find them, because I DM a lot, I don't always get to play as much as I'd like. And sometimes when I'm trying out a character or trying to get into the head or voice of a character, I'll run them through a solo adventure just to get a sense of what it's like to play them, particularly if it's a class I've never played before. And you can, of course, do that in Baldur's Gate. That's super cool. Yep. And you can do that now a lot better than you ever could. But there's a thing called, there are a bunch of these solo adventures out there published by, and I forget the name of his company. I don't have it handily available, but they're all in Dungeon Masters Guild. And they're all written by a guy named Paul Bimler, B-I-M-L-E-R. You can find them. There are a number of level 1 to level, I think, 6 or 7 adventures that are all solo adventures. The first one is the Death Knight Squire. And it's like one of the most popular things on DM's Guild, to be honest. So pretty easy to find. And you can find other books by him. But he's got that. He's got the Scarlet Citadel. He's got a thing called Tortured Lands, and then Citadel of the Raven, and the Tyrant of the Zentel Keep. They're all really good kind of choose your own adventures,
right?
Using D&D rules, and you basically have your character. You have to sort of be more honest than you might normally be, you know, like than some people are, right? Like, especially if you're playing by yourself, you can really be honest about your roles. And you know what? Like, if you die, it's like a video game. You can just start back. You'll go back a couple rows and start over.
Right.
They're just a lot of fun. They're well written. And they give you a good flavor for how to play a character, especially combat, of course, but just also give you a sense of what it's like to play D&D, particularly if you're having trouble finding a game.
Did you have that issue when you were reading Choose Your Own Adventures as like a teen, where I would always like, I could never commit to a choice. I would always have to like check both things before I went down.
No, I was pretty good. I you know, like I was pretty good.
I always had one finger to where, yeah, where do I have to jump back to the previous thing.
When I started playing these, I did track all my logs, mostly just because it was pretty easy sometimes to lose track of where you were. And so if you didn't write down what you had chosen and you'd remembered the number wrong, it was hard to back up. Like, it's hard to back up in those things. So if you write down every choice you make, then it's easier to back up if you need to.
Yeah.
In case you mess up or something. And then, you know, like if you die, that way you can go back 2 or 3 and try again. And it's, again, you're playing with yourself. So it's not like you're the only person you're hurting is yourself. So it's like, just do whatever you want.
The only caveat I might have is that I really don't know what it's like to buy something for somebody else on DM's Guild. Never done it. I've only bought for myself. So, you know, maybe they have, I don't know, but maybe they have gift certificates that you can buy for DM's Guild, or you could make a fancy hand created gift certificate for somebody and recommend this. For somebody who just doesn't get to play enough D&D, it'd be a great way to help them out. But I hardly recommend them. They're a lot of fun.
Okay, so I'm going to go. You need to do one more recommendation, then I'll.
Oh gosh.
Let's do.
Well,
one. Or do you want me to go?
I've bought a number of things recently, and I'm a big fan of just also supporting some of the bigger players in the neighborhood, not just the smaller ones. So I just supported on Kickstarter something out of Cobalt Press called Deep Magic, and I just got it, and they released available.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do. I think honestly, they're like the best
alternative Cobalt
Press. They're the best alternative publisher. They're not always perfect, but they're writing solid. Their rules are balanced. Like I love Darlington Press, and I love what Matt Mercer does, but a lot of his stuff is kind of on the verge of being broken.
For sure.
Right. Like, so, yeah. I think they're a little bit more rules tested, a little bit more balanced. They're not nearly as game breaking. I love their monster books. Their monster books are fantastic. Monster books are amazing. Can't go wrong at all with Cobalt Press, but I just got this in the mail, this Deep Magic, volume 1, volume 2. And I'm about to dive into it, but I think anybody would love getting it.
I think I have Deep Magic volume 1, which has been out for a while, and it's great. There are some crazy spells in there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's really easy to think through how you create custom monsters. I don't think a lot of people think through custom spells. Custom spells do need some playtesting, and I think they've done a good job, so it's worth checking it out. You know, I'm always a fan of, like, if you want to be an ice wizard, there's not enough spells to be an ice wizard, right? Like, there's just, we talked about this a little bit, right? Like,
yeah,
you can do it, but it doesn't feel very focused, right? And I think these books give you a lot of opportunity, again, checking in with your DM, to sort of be a little bit more dialed into a singular flavor for your wizard rather than a jack of all trades for your wizard.
I think also, like, as a like an addition to, if you're just playing a pretty standard game, to drop a couple weird spells, because there are some genuinely strange spells in that book, that can be a lot, they can be very, very fun.
Spells can be a quest. That's what's kind of cool about it, right? Like, if you get inspired by looking at one of these spells, you can give your players a whole quest around discovering the spell.
Or or make a specific spell book for a character that is all of those kind of crazy spells. They will, you know, if they're a wizard, they're going to love you. They're like, wait, this is all stuff I don't have in the book. This is amazing.
Yeah. This is your mind. So, awesome.
So, continuing in the vein of like interesting stuff that I saw at cons, you were talking about solo adventures. I am going to go back and say back to group play, but if people aren't up for D&D. So I have a couple of board game recommendations, which I know is outside of our usual thing, but I'm going to go for it, because there are two in particular that I think are hilarious for totally different reasons. So the first one is a game called Raccoon Sky Pirates.
Oh my God, I've heard about this.
Yeah,
I've seen it. It looks amazing.
I, I bought it solely based on,
maybe you told me about it.
Lines, right? Flying a ship takes coordination and discipline. Unfortunately, you're a bunch of raccoons. You are literally a bunch of raccoons. You're playing 2 to 5 players, something like that. You're playing a bunch of raccoons who are trying to fly an airship and like steal stuff from people's houses. I don't know. It's super funny.
Oh my God. I love
hilarious. And then on the flip side, if you're into kind of like the more the grim dark thing, there is a game. It's from a company called archongames.net. They're based in Colorado. It's called Nexus Infernum, and it's like a dice and resource management game where essentially you play as power hungry necromancers who are trying to control your commanding skeletal minions to harvest arcane energy from dark portals in this sort of post-apocalyptic world. And I just love the inversion of essentially, you know, Settlers of Catan or something like that, but yeah, with like skeletons. So both games super like funny, and again from smaller publishers, really interesting, super fun. If you're looking for something that's a little bit bigger, Queens by Midnight is also looks really interesting. Mm-hmm. I watched a playthrough, and I have a copy of the game. I just haven't had a chance to play it yet.
You know, on that front, I'll throw one more in before we talk about the donuts. I just got in the mail. I kickstarted it in 2 years ago in the pandemic, and I just got it. And I just started to crack it open. It's called Lying Pirates. And okay. It's a pirate game, and it sort of combines liar's dice, I think, with like a pirate, pirates mechanics. And I don't know. I've got to reread the rules, but like, I just got in. I'm super excited to dig on. We'll probably play it here over the holidays. Yeah. Probably will be a Thanksgiving Day Lying Pirates game.
I have a stack of, you know, like anybody who gets interested in board games, you always end up with a stack of games that you haven't played yet. So we have a huge stack of games. I'm looking forward to the holidays and being able to play some games.
A few of them. Agreed. Let's talk a little bit about the donuts because Andy, your donuts. Yeah. Andy, I'm going to tell you something. I think I saw your donuts on stage on Critical Role on the live.
What? I did. Really? Oh my gosh. Yes, it's true. Yeah, I was, so one of the shows that I did in late September was Big Bad Con, and Matt Mercer was on the floor with a couple other people, staff people, behind the scenes people from Critical Role, and he bought a donut and gave it to Laura Bailey, and it was on stage at their Wembley Arena show.
Right.
Some friends I know online were actually at the show and knew that I had made the donut and took pictures of it. So they sent me pictures like while the show was happening, which was insane. And then I went the night after, I went and watched the show in the movie theaters and took a bunch of pictures in the theaters as well. But yes, I mean, super exciting, like super interesting, fascinating. I wish that she'd like handled it a little bit more, but hey, right. You know what? It's on stage. So that's pretty freaking awesome. Yeah. So yeah,
that's freaking awesome.
So yeah. So of course my top choice for if your gift buying is to get a Dodeca donut, but I'll be honest, I don't have that many in stock right now.
So Andy, not to make a giant commercial for Dodeca donuts, but what is a Dodeca donut for somebody who might not have been?
For someone who doesn't know, a lot of people make dice boxes to hold your precious gems, your precious math rocks. I just happen to make dice boxes, dice vaults that look like a donut.
They're so cool.
So they split horizontally. They have soon just 4 large pockets that'll hold larger dice. I'm in the middle of sort of redesigning them. But it's usually it's a domestic hardwood or an exotic hardwood for the body. And then I have a cast resin top that gets painted and decorated and glued on top. They're not inexpensive, but they are very fun. And they're pretty singular. Like there's just not that many of them out there. And when people see them at the table, like even if people are not into dice, they're into these boxes. I've sold, they're from about until you get up to about like arm's length, they look like real donuts. It's very funny the reaction you get at the table. I have a lot of people who have come back, bought them, you know, years ago, who they just say every time they put them out on the table, they just get a big laugh out of them and a big kick. And then I also,
I've got a couple. I've got a couple, so I'll give a kudos to them.
Yeah. And then I also have started making, and over the last year, I started making and selling coffee cup dice towers so that you can have coffee and donuts at the table. And, you know, you drop dice, you sit down with your coffee and donuts, and then you crack open your donut and pull the dice out, and then you drop it into your coffee cup and it rolls out the side. But
brilliant. Yeah, where can people find it, Andy?
So you can find them at Dodeca Donuts, D-O-D-E. C-A-D-O-N-U-T-S, dodecadonuts.com. It's a Shopify store that I'm in, and it's, yeah. And send me a note. Yeah. Even if you don't get one, send me a note. Let me know what you're looking for.
I think you can also find it through the Deadvantage link
tree. Yeah, I believe it's also on the Linktree Deadvantage site as well.
Yeah.
And there's also t-shirts and some other things in there as well.
Fun. Well, but, yeah. I mean, this was, we of course always want to promote ourselves. That's sort of what why we do this, but it's an important piece of what we do.
And right.
Buying a donut certainly helps support the show. So if
yes.
you want to go.
It keeps me in my house, which keeps me able to do this show.
We appreciate the fact that you have a house. Siri just said, I am pleased. What the heck was that?
Nice. Siri apparently would like a donut. Hi, I would like to buy a donut.
I aim to please. It's pretty funny. I might leave that in. So thanks, everybody. It was a hot, fast moment, but I think you've got some good recommendations. You can go standard with Wizards of the Coast stuff. They've got new stuff out there for your friends and family. You've got a lot of, and he listed off a bunch of really good makers.
SunflowerEmporium.com and ThornhillGaming.com, both great resources for more handmade stuff.
Brilliant.
Which I can highly recommend.
And then I threw out some DM's Guild stuff, the solo adventures, which are just a great way to treat yourself or treat a friend who maybe isn't easy for them to get into a game, or a forever DM who wants to play some. Throw it out there. And then any of the new source books, there's a bunch of new ones, but Deep Magic in particular from Cobalt Press.
And then just some board game recommendations, which, again, have a good time. Be a raccoon sky pirate, everybody.
I think that's, we need to be, I think we need to try that out, Andy. We'll let everyone know how it goes. Raccoon
sky pirates.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. You want to throw out the socials, and of course, the first thing I'll say, please go out and review us. The best thing you can do to support our show, beyond sort of the donut stuff, would be to go out and give a rating on your favorite podcast service. That would give us the best.
Particularly Apple. Yeah. Apple's is a great one.
Yeah. And then just recommend us to two or three people if you could.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So you can find, if you're looking for us online, you can find us at Linktree, at our Linktree, and it's linktr.ee/thedadvantage. And you can find shirt links, a few other things, links to all the old episodes. But feel free to share that link with your friends as well.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that's a great quick little show. Have a great holiday, everybody. Enjoy your holiday shopping.
One thing we have to do before we go.
How could I almost forget? I almost walked out.
Racing, everybody. We're racing to get out of here. But there's one thing we got to do. There was a small inn in Bounty, the town in Shattered Chasm, and they decided to charge the party extra to put big things of ice in the room for air conditioning.
So there was an inn in Bounty.
There's an inn in Bounty, and they charge extra to bring clearing ice in the room when it's hot. Right?
And
they're providing air conditioning via ice, but 10 gold, that wasn't cool.
Why did I laugh so hard?
Oh no. Because the buildup, you think with that much buildup, you're like, oh, it's got to be something great. No, just it wasn't cool. Big bucket right of ice. Indeed. It's not cool.
It's a good one. Okay. We got a bunch of good ones on Instagram lately. So go check out our Instagram if you want a bunch more. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Really appreciate you listening.
Talk to you soon. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.